Dandavat to everybody, Joshua Gurudev.
We are happy to welcome you here. And there are several questions from our devotees
that, okay,
that I would ask on behalf of them. So we will be happy to hear answers from you. So just randomly, I pick up the first in the list. How do the new people come to your ashram in Italia? That is the question.
This is a good question. It's what we're trying to figure out.
How they come new
people?
Well,
we are trying to do many programs. Now we have established Villa Govinda. Now there are a few devotees living there. They're running the place, like Madhurananda Prabhu, Shantimoy, Tatswarupa, Murali, and the daughter, and other devotees, they live around and they're coming to help. And just now they're organizing preaching programs around. They go into maybe yoga center or
festival
events. We bring there some nice food. Always in Italy you need to feed people so they can listen to some philosophy only if they are happy with what they eaten first. So this is our strategy. We first cook something nice, and so they can first start to taste something about Krishna through the prasadam. And then at that point they're smiling and they can hear some philosophy. So in this way we're trying to preach and bring in books. We have in books table, and we have a kiosk where we cook, and the side there is books, and like that. We're trying to make friends with people and in that way. And in Rome, instead, we have a yoga center, and there we're organizing many events. Like, the center is called Veda Vita, so Vita means life. It's like Veda Life, Italian version. And it's a yoga studio where we have regularly like some teachers teaching yoga, and the teacher comes to our Bhagavad Gita class. We're having nice classes, and we organize event with dance, like Indian dance or Indian musicians, and of course prasadam must be, and there we invite monks, sannyasis, like Madhusudan Maharaj came to visit, and also Shipatyagi Maharaj, and recently, we have the visit of Vishaka Didi. So we organize this package event where we have some entertainment, some food, and some preaching going on. And the Roman people likes very much this to come. And in this way, we're trying to, you know, make new friends and extend to others what we receive from our Gurudev in a humble way, as we can share, whatever we can share.
Also some people through internet can.
Also internet.
Internet search, ashram, Krishna, spirituality. This way, few people can. And books, some Harinam when we can. Classical,
yes,
Mahaprabhu marketing.
I mean, we're trying many things.
All possible ways.
And,
but you have to cultivate a lot of people. It's not time for Europe that people change life like suddenly. you have to cultivate in due of years, takes some time.
And also we have to cultivate our own, nourish our own self. That's why we came here. For spiritual recharge and to meet with Shripad Madhusudan Maharaj, Srila Goswami Maharaj, and we hope to meet Srila Vadut Maharaj in Navadvip and Bhakti Lalita here.
And you all.
And you all, it's so nice to be here and you're very inspiring to see how everything is growing here and proceeding. And everyone is happy doing their own service and organized. Very beautiful. But so
yeah, that's the way we try to get people in the ashram. Now we are thinking to work more in retreat format, because Villa Govinda is a country ashram, it's not a city ashram. And Vedavita is a city center, but it's not an ashram, so sometimes it's difficult to explain what is Bhakti Yoga. They have to try 1 weekend being among devotees and do devotee life, Shravana Kirtan, Prashada Seva, Seva, Sadhu Sangha, those kind of things. In Rome is still little Gupta ashram, temple, it's hidden under school shape. So we are thinking to work two centers working together, bring people from Rome to Villa Govinda, bring people from Villa Govinda to Rome and exchange this way. That's the idea. Let's see what Krishna wants.
Thank you very much. Well, the next question is, what are the deities of Villa Govinda? Can you tell us about the deities?
It's actually Krishna Kanta's deities.
No, it's not.
She brought.
We have a very small Giriraj Govardhan, like you have here, Bala Gopal, which I got in India many years ago. I asked permission to Srila Gurudev, who was very young and enthusiastic. And we were going on Parikrama and Govardhan, and I have seen these little deities in the Govinda Kund. And that time I was thinking I want to give my life to this, so better I put some tie on my neck and hand, so I will have to do it. I will not have a way to escape. And so I put myself into, you know, trouble. So I asked Srila Gurudev permission to take one Govardhan Shila, and he gave. So then next day, I was with Sundari from Mexico. I wasn't brave enough to actually did it, because it feels like I was going to steal it. He was on a
Govinda Kund, eh?
Yeah, by the Govinda Kund, but it looks like he was kind of worshipped by someone. So when we got there, I didn't dare to take it. But she just grabbed him and put it in my hand. And then we went and then from that day, then I show it to Srila Gurudev, and he took in his hand and he say, Bala Gopal is playing inside. And then he gave it back to me and told me every day to offer him some Ganga water with tulsi leaves and some fruit, if possible every day. I mean, not if possible, do it every day. Very heavy, he say, to do it. And then now
I show how to sit also. What is bottom, what is top, no?
No, I didn't see. Uh-huh. And then since that day, we brought him back. But that time we still didn't have the ashram. Villa Govinda wasn't there. We were just living in a cow shed. And I mean, he just removed the cow dung from this place and he put floor and everything, but it was really
purified already.
It was purified by cow dung. And it was very simple place, was just one room. And so we put Giriraj on a shelf and we start worshiping him there. And then also Srila Gurudev came to visit this place. And the first time we invited Srila Gurudev to Italy was in 1999. Wow. 1999. And he came, he wanted to go to Rome. But at that time we were living near Milan, where also the ashram is, near Milan. And in this very small place. And I remember that year, Yudhamanyu Prabhu, just now we are remembering his disappearance, and we together with Asyapriya, and then there was Vaidehi, Radhika, and Brajamohini, they all came. And they were supposed to stay in another devotee's house near Rome, where the event with Gurudev would happen. But for some reason they couldn't go there, and then we had to host them in this room.
Yeah.
It was just one room of 25 square meters.
Yes. But Brajamohini was already with us.
Yes,
Brajamohini. He freaked out. Oh, these big devotees are coming.
Yes.
Where are we
accommodate
them? We don't. We didn't know them.
And they're coming, and we have no space for them. So I asked my friend. I had a friend. She was living in this house. Later became Villa Govinda Ashram. And then I told, let's them take the devotee lady in this place so it will become an ashram.
Later.
And that was my prophetic, the prophecy. And then my friend, she hosted us, myself, Raja, and the other girls. And we slept there. And so then we took a car and went to Rome to organize the event with Srila Gurudev. And then a few years later, maybe a couple of years later.
What?
Next, the call from call came?
Yeah, couple of years.
Couple of years later, another friend that she was living in the Villa Govinda, not yet, the Villa Govinda to be, she was living there. She called us in India. She sent us a message saying the owner are selling this house. And so we were like, what? And then we just started going crazy. We called from India, we called the owner. We want to buy. And we had no job, we have no money. I don't know how we thought we could ever do that, but we did.
Yeah, we got together with Shantimoy,
Shantimoy.
We put all the saving on the table. It was very small amount.
Yes.
But then.
And then, yeah, with Shamasundar Prabhu also, who's now in living in America with Jashi. We got together, and by hook or by crook, we did manage to get a mortgage from the bank. And then we got Villa Govinda. And we didn't yet know that if we was going to be successful, and we put in advance some money to tell the owner, you know, to show that we are serious about it. But the bank still didn't give the mortgage, so we were like, oh, okay, we can lose this, all this money. But and also we invest some money to make it look nicer, because it was kind of an old house. And so that when the man came from the bank to see and estimate the value of the property, would give more. And so the bank could give more money to us to buy. So it works. At the end, we got it. by Gurudev's will and Krishna's will, we were successful. And all the devotees were really sincere. They want to do this, to offer to Srila Gurudev. So it was really nice time.
And still this deity is there, worshipped every day by the devotee. And sometimes he travels. He came to Rome once, and then sometimes he goes.
Yeah, in the beginning when we have no ashram, I would take him with me in India.
In India, but, okay.
Traveling deities, because it's very small. Like, how do you do?
Lady.
This. Not like this. You cannot travel with with him.
I think that.
Not so much.
Hard to make travel.
But then, what's happened? That then with Lalita, she's here. Yes, with Bhakti Lalita, one like 10 years after something. Then Gurudev came to Rome that time, when Yudhamanyu and Asapriya helped us, and he came to Rome, and there he really likes very much the place. We rent a castle to host all the devotees that came from all over the world. And Gurudev was really happy there. We took him to visit Rome, and he gave a lecture there in a theater near the Colosseum. And then he commented about the Colosseum, like, yeah, we took him to see old places and so many ruins in Rome, just old stone, just ruins. And he said, today I've seen many old stones.
But beautiful faces.
Yes.
He likes the Roman.
And he said, I've seen so many auspicious faces. And was that day that he told, try to make some permanent center here. And of course he meant here in Rome. But because we were from Milan and we were very young, like I was 25 maybe, and I could not imagine like going to Rome and do something there. And also then I got sick, so it was not possible. But we found this place just, you know, next to where we grew up, this Villa Govinda. And then we got that. And at some point I told Gurudev, you wanted a place in Rome, but we got in Milan. And he said, no problem, you put one step, then next you can still put in Rome. And so when Lalita again came and she took us for a little
exploration.
She said, let's go for a little exploration. And we drove the car down south towards her village,
where San Pio,
where his father is from, and we went visit there, and then let's go more exploration, and then we arrive in Rome, and there in Rome, also she likes very much, and she was looking for it was just me, Munindra, Anu Krishna from Hungary, and Bhakti Lalita. And we went around with mridanga and kartals, very gentle, singing some kirtan. And everyone
in
responded
front of Vatican.
Very nice.
Right in front of Vatican.
Awesome. And everyone was very happy to see us. And then Bhakti Lalita was looking for a pure vegetarian restaurant. And so this way we ask, where is a pure vegetarian restaurant? And then people start telling this way, that way, that way, that way. And finally we arrive in this place. It was one place called Bibliothèque, and is run by a devotee, disciple of Bhakti Swarup Damodar, Bhakti Swarup Damodar. And so we end up there in his restaurant. And he was very happy, received us very nicely. We had lunch there. And then everything was so nice that we decided we should invite Goswami Maharaj here. And then after 1 month, I think, we invited Srila Goswami Maharaj came to Rome and he gave a lecture there. It was the end of August. And then Goswami Maharaj was overexcited about Rome. He was like, wow, this place is wonderful. How can't you see the opportunity of preaching here? You surely must do something here. And he was so excited, saying, usually the avadut is the one who's excited and he take me to his program. But this time I'm going to take the avadut here. I am so excited. I'm going to take him here. I'm going to tell him about Rome. And so we started in a very humble way. We start to rent. We fired up. At that point, we were just like, okay, let's do something in Rome. And then we remember it was Srila Gurudev's desire to open a center in Rome. And he asked for that. And so we decided to take a little apartment in the center. And we start to do an event every month, one preaching event in this place of this room. And we had conference there. And we would like advertise the conference and go hanging poster at university and distributing flyers. And then after a while we have quite a crowd to our conference and people really like. And so we thought it was very nice place. And then at the end, what happened?
Here we are.
I mean, there is Vedamita.
It's not the end of the story.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came also and to teach yoga. I told her, why don't you come? Maybe we can try to make something with yoga you can teach. And so in that way we can preach. And then she came, and then the avadut came. And then when the avadut came, it was, you know, a kick our... Cannot say in camera.
Pushed a little bit.
And with
hesitation in opening a center.
And then he helped us with the help also of all the Russian devotees. He gave some help. And so it's by the mercy of Avadut also and the Russian devotees that we were able to open a center in Rome. So we owe you. We are in debt with all of you. And we hope that any one of you who can come and visit in Villa Govinda or Rome. In Rome, unfortunately, we don't have space for devotees to stay because it's just a yoga studio. But for short visit can be. But in Villa Govinda, you can come and stay there.
So they ask, what is the deity, and you went all,
yes,
to all the story.
Sometimes happen.
Then
it was nice to hear. So actually, before I ask another question, we have our online viewers who are sending their obeisances and dandavats. So I just mentioned some of them. Chaitanya Mai sends you Dandavats Didi and all devotees. Dandavat Krishna Kanda Didi and Munindra Prabhu.
Jai.
So also Dandavat to you beautiful devotees Munindra Mohan Prabhu and Krishna Kanda Devidasi from Kumkum Dasi.
Dandavat.
And also Raseshwari Didi Dandavat Pranams from Ivoti, Brazil, or Ivoti. Okay, and the next question will be, what is the ordinary day in your temple?
Ordinary day.
In Villa Govinda Ashram, you
mean? I don't know any ordinary day.
Yeah, there's no ordinary day. We look for ordinary day, but never happen. Krishna messed up all the problem. Like here, we have very similar, like daily program, worshipping Giriraj, very simple, Mangalarti, 6:30, Then we have kirtan, morning program, kirtan, and reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, usually. And very nice program, morning program, as established by Sri Ashila Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj. And then we have breakfast, very
serious
important
breakfast.
Breakfast. Sometimes become two breakfasts. Everyone put on some KG in Villa Govinda, too much breakfast. They bake very nice cakes, bread. And yes, this is the seva through which is maintained the ashram. They're making vegan cakes. Inside the ashram we have a little commercial kitchen. And two devotees are almost full-time busy in that. They bake cakes, and we sell to four restaurants. Then there's a lot of seva always, as in every ashram. Every day,
we have garden,
we have vegetable garden, we have maintenance, the building, some, internet work, many things, publishing books, organize participation to festival. We have like a food truck, small but really efficient, and with that we do street food in the festivals. Also that program is very successful, and summertime we are very busy in that, and through that we get some money, we get some connection with people, and then we have luck enough to have visit of sannyasis and devotees like Madhusudan Maharaj often come to visit us. And now, long time, Srila Goswami Maharaj is not coming, but we are trying to get him. And Bhakti Lalita Didi, and Vishaka Didi, Tyagi Maharaj. And we are trying to keep always some sadhu sangha, some fresh preaching enthusiasm like this. So this is the... Then we have Gaurarati again in the night, and on Sunday we have Sunday feast, because Sunday is the free day in the Western world, so we open the doors to the people and we have guests. More and more now, become increasing. Good. So, going on nicely. We had harder time, now it's good time.
Some dandavats from Kharkov, Ukraine, from Narayani Didi.
Dandavats.
And dandavats from Jai Govinda.
Dandavats.
Where did the idea of the summer festival, Veda Vita, came from?
Villa Govinda.
The summer festival? Yeah. Where did it come from, the idea of that festival?
I think Sarasvati, right?
Yeah, it born like a kids' camp in the beginning.
In the beginning it was the kids' camp.
The kids become adults. Become Vaishnava
festival. Like the kids, especially in London. You know, Sarasvati, she's managing the London mat there, and all the kids, they have vacation in the summer, and the parents, they want to give them some nourishment, spiritual nourishment, in a different environment. No? So we start with her, the London devotees organize this the kids camp in the summer in Villa Govinda. And yes, then the kids grown up, now they are not kids, now they have kids themselves. And so now it's becoming more like, last year they came and it was more Also 2 years ago, no? It was like when we went to Rome with the van. They came with a big van from London, Tyagi Maharaj and Sarasvati and group of devotees. With kartals and mridangas, then we went in Milan for Sankirtan, all the main city. Then we also drove to Rome and we stayed at Veda Vita, everyone, and we had a very nice Sankirtan in Rome. And so then again, this year is going to be, we are deciding now the dates, I think beginning of August for 10 days. And usually it's after Kiev, because one time we did simultaneously and Avadhut Maharaj keeps chastising us, so we cannot do it in the same time. And so after Kiev, we will do Villa Govinda. I think it will be beginning of August. And this, so it's becoming more like European. It's open, like
not
also,
only European,
also devotees from America are coming. Yeah. And I mean, whoever can come.
All the Vaishnavas
are will come and join in Villa Govinda for festival in the summertime. And it is vacation time in Europe, I mean, for the kids. They don't go to school that time, so the family can come. And it's a very nice program, this. Because we can see all the devotees from all over the world and be together, do Sankirtan, and there are these inspiring devotees, sannyasi. It's very nice for everybody to be there. So to that also you are invited. Bring a tent if you come. Because unfortunately we don't have so much rooms there. We need to develop some other situation for sleeping. So for now it's like the devotees, they're camping in the garden also. Lots of tents everywhere. But it's nice, nice time. And I think Madhusudan Maharaj will come, no? Maharaj?
Yes.
I shall try.
Yeah. And now we are organizing a Bhakti Yoga retreat for the Eastern vacation in Villa Govinda. So some friend will also join us from Rome. They will come up with us and join this retreat for 3 days. There will be Shripad Tyagi Maharaj and Vishakha Didi there. And so this is the idea, that from Rome we will try to take some friends to the Villa Govinda ashram, so they can have some experience of what is life in the ashram. Because the best preaching is to be when, you know, people can feel the atmosphere of the devotees, you know, to be in the middle of many devotees, more than many words, you know, to be in their association and see their effulgent personality, you know. I remember my first time in India, I didn't understand anything about anything, but I just saw the devotees, they look so effulgent, and I was like, wow, who are these people? Bhakti Lalita was one of them. And so even though I didn't speak English or anything, it was just, you know, the atmosphere of the ashram and the devotees is just what really touch your heart. No? So we're trying to have people have that experience. So you're also all welcome to come and show your effulgent self.
Come and be a fool. It's your.
More.
As soon as you mentioned India and your first meeting with devotees that inspired you so much, just what is the what is India for you? For you, Krishna Kanta, and for you, Prabhu?
For me, it was Gurudev. Now I have to figure out. I'm figuring out.
For me, it's always been like very beautiful experience in India from the beginning. And now, this year again, with Shri Goswami Maharaj, Madhusudan Maharaj and Paramananda Prabhu, we had a very nice experience, a beautiful experience of pilgrimage in Vrindavan, Puri, like this. India is always inspiring. So. But can be tough, no doubt. We all know. Still, we are attached to India.
It's definitely a special place, and I mean, I'm very eager to go and be able to offer my obeisances to the deities in Navadip and the Srila Gurudev Samadhi, and I'm also eager to go crazy chanting in the streets.
With thousands.
In
the
Kuru Purnima. I mean, I'm happy going there. It's been 4 years since last time. And I'm happy to know that I'm going to meet, of course, Srila Charyadev, then also come in, Trivikram Maharaj, Srila Trivikram Maharaj, with a group of devotees. And luckily now also Srila Janarda Maharaj is coming. Unfortunately, Srila Asha Maharaj is not going. And then we're going to meet there, Tyagi Maharaj, and so many devotees. So for me is this, let's say, is going and meet the devotees and the dear disciple of Srila Gurudev and be able to share with them sweet memories and make more memories to share in the future. And be able to have their connection, affection, association. And usually Guru Purnima is this time where everyone gathered together. And, you know, it's a good, auspicious time, the appearance of Mahaprabhu. And I think Gurudev will be happy that we participate and go there on this occasion, so I'm trying to make him happy. And yeah.
Well, still is the land of Krishna.
Yes.
And Mahaprabhu. They say it's designed to, you know, be the stage of Krishna's pastimes, Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So it's no doubt special place. You have to look a little beyond the appearance and try to see. And it's no doubt special, of course, because of the saint, because of the devotees. And they say the devotee purifying even the tirthas. So. Because all the people goes there and bring their own mentality, so slowly become covered by illusion. But when the devotee goes there again, manifest the places and the mood and the energy and the feeling. So it's good to go there in association with the devotee, no doubt. We are trying to bring people also from Rome to India. in an organized way, like pilgrimage. And they are quite enthusiastic to join. So let's see if happen.
Yeah, next Kartik.
No more questions?
There is one, just recently got from Brazil.
So Brazil.
Yeah.
The nickname is PK Das, so I don't know.
PK Das?
Yeah.
I'm KK Das.
No, I don't know, unfortunately. So the question is, Dandavats from, yes, sorry, the name is mentioned. I read on the nickname. Dandavats from Prabhupada Krishna Das, yeah, from Brazil. Krishna Kanda Munindra, tell us about what has attracted you to Srila Gurudev's service and some of your time with him, some of your stories with him.
Wow, it's a big chapter. Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Where to begin, where to end. His glories are unending, and his quality are unending.
What attracts?
Well, two mouths. Well, mouth, not enough, but we'll try a little bit.
Well, what attracted me was the devotees of Srila Gurudev first. I have to be honest. When I saw Srila Gurudev, I thought, it's old man, nice old man. I mean, I didn't like, oh, Gurudev, no? But I remember I was sent, I met one of his disciples, Peter Vas, who now left, in Jagannath Puri when I was first in India, just traveling as a tourist with a friend. And she was looking, my friend, she was looking for a guru, and I was just traveling. And I end up with a guru, and she didn't. So, I think I was just fortunate to get his connection, because really at that time I didn't realize who he was, or like what kind of guru he was, or what kind of person. But when I arrived in Navadvip, I remember Mahananda Prabhu came at the gate, and he can tell you I was looking like a hippie with my backpack and with my friends Patricia, and we just enter the temple, because this Pitavas told us, you go there, and if you're looking for a guru, there is the Jagat Guru, is the guru of the world. And then we went. And when I entered the temple, I immediately felt home. And I saw the dome of the temple, and I thought, this is the most beautiful place. It looks to me like it was coming from a fairy tales. Like, you know, and then there were very few devotees that time. It was the end of August, so it was, the mat was almost, you know, just few Indians, and then Shuta Shrava Prabhu was there, and Mahananda, Madhusudan Maharaj, and Sundari Didi, and few other Westerners. And when we arrived, Mahananda came and said, Hare Krishna. And I was like, what? Hare Krishna, what is this? Hare Krishna, I ever heard this sound. And immediately I remember a friend who was in the Hare Krishna, and some people told me he went crazy. And I was like, what? And it was looking like familiar, and at the same time from a dream or something. And then immediately they told us, if you want to see our guru, and you come, and he's there upstairs. And when you meet him, you bow down like this and say, okay, okay. And then they took us. I remember asking Mahananda, are you Indian? He looks too white to be Indian. But anyway, they took us to Srila Gurudev, and because this Pitavans Prabhu told us, if you want to take initiation, go ask him. But I didn't know what initiation is or anything. I don't know Krishna, I don't know anything. But because when I met him, suddenly I felt something very strong. Like, I was not believing in God so much anymore, but I was searching for something, for the truth. And when I talked to him, suddenly I remember, like, I believe in God again. I don't know, something clicked in my heart or something. Anyway, then I trust him, no? And when he told me, you go to Navadvip and ask initiation for him, I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I told my friend, if you want to go see Sai Baba, because she wants to go see Sai Baba, so you go, but I'm going back there and see this guru, who is he, you know? And she said, no, I come with you. And then we went back to Calcutta, take a train, and anyway, we arrived. And finally, they took us to Gurudev, and I bowed down, and I didn't speak English. So usually it was my friend talking, you remember. She was telling everything. But that time, I was like, you know, I'm going to this guru, and I ask initiation. This was like all I know. And then I bow down and I saw him and he was smiling and he said, we are coming from Pitavas. He told us to come here and ask initiation. And then he laughed and he said, oh, okay, you stay here a few days and see if you like and, you know, try to understand what we are doing. And then we stay there for a few days, and Sundari was preaching to my friend because she saw I don't understand anything. So she told me, I was actually preaching to your friend because you didn't speak English. Mm-hmm. But then she was telling about how Krishna is beautiful. He has black hair on his shoulder and he's playing a flute and he has a peacock feather on his head. And he is always playful and dancing with the gopis. And I was like, this is God? Yes, I mean, I like it. And so I remember going out from the book room where she was preaching this. And then Shruta Shrav Prabhu was explaining initiation is when you start something, you know. That is what initiation means. And then at that time I felt like I'm really starting something here. And then when I woke up and I saw Srila Gurudev was having a walk, and I took it as a sign. That means I have to take initiation. I'm starting something. This Krishna is beautiful, and yes, this is this is it. And then I bow down to go there, and I ask initiation, and he smile again, and come with me. And he took me in the centenary building to see all the picture of the mission, and then he took me up to his veranda. And that time was still very short and long. And with Shruta Shrava Prabhu was there. No? And then I again asked for initiation. And he told me, there is some rules to follow. And he told me, one is no gambling, then vegetarian, and no illicit sex. And what's the fourth? I forgot. Anyway. And I was like, oh, oh, okay. So I don't know if I can do this. I was doing everything wrong in my life. And then Gurudev say, yes, you can. And then Shutashava say, if he say you can, means you can. And then I say, okay, I can. And then Gurudev told me, okay, then tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, you come in Srila Guru Maharaj veranda and I give you initiation. And then next day I took initiation. I received the mantra. I didn't understand a word of what Gurudev said. They recorded the tape. Shruta Shava told me, do you want the tape? I was no. I was so spaced out. And then fortunately he published that lecture in his Vajnavatoshani, the beginning of the end. I want to find that back. Anyway, you gave a very nice class to me. And then I took the mantra and I received initiation. And then they told me, you go in front of the deities or Guru Maharaj, Samadhi, and chant 4 rounds. So I did that. The next day, evening time, Sundari comes to me and say, did you chant your round today? I was like, what? You're supposed to chant every day. Oh, really? And then I went home. Oh, mama. Mamma mia. What a fortune. And then they thought I would never come back, you know. They thought, you're one of these person who come, take initiation and disappear. But then what's happened that I went back and I started preaching to him. I mean, preaching nothing. I say, I don't know. What's happened with this Krishna blue? It's so beautiful. And some of my friends even asked me, you know, what did you eat there? Did they give you any drugs? Are you sure they didn't put some drug in your food? Because I was so like, you know, God is blue, he's playing a flute, and he's dancing, and he's beautiful. I was like, they drogated you or something. And then I told him, I don't know how to explain, but then Gurudev told me, read the Bhagavad Gita. Then I went to the ISKCON temple to get one Bhagavad Gita. And I started reading, and I was like, wow. And I told him, you know, I don't know, but if you read this book, you know, everything is in this book. And he also started reading that book, and then he called me from the office. He's like, this book has all the answers I always look for, you know, it's incredible. And so next year we went together to Srila Gurudev, and I remember Mahananda told me, we thought we'd never see you again. But then we went back, and I think I stayed 6 months, and then back, because I could only have 6 month visa. And then I tried to extend my visa with Sita. We went to Kathmandu. It was a tragedy, a drama, because they didn't give us the visa. It was a mean man. And she lost her passport and all history. We got stuck there for a while. And then we come back in tears. And I remember crying at the feet of Gurudev because I had to go back with no devotees. And he pat my hand like, don't cry. I shall go and preach to your friend, and I will come to Italy. Or maybe say, I will come, I want to go to Rome or something. And then I went, yes, to Rome. And then I went back, I preached to my friend. And next year, he also took initiation. And then like this, I went from India back to Italy 6 months, collect some money to make a ticket and go back to India. And like that, then when I was in India, I was with Bhakti Lalita going out every after prasadam time, preaching door to door with books. And then again, I didn't speak English, so I thought I must make myself helpful some way. You know, I don't preach, then I was carrying her bag of books. And she would preach, and I was trying to learn Krishna consciousness and English. And so on that way, then Gurudev blessed me and say, English will come to you. And then now I can speak some English.
You see, so this way she was infected by Krishna consciousness. Gurudev's love and affection. So how you cannot be converted and living with a person like this coming from India, crazy. It was really crazy, very inspired.
I was really crazy, yes. And
so I've got some infection, I've got Bhagavad Gita. She could not explain so much philosophy, but really was infused by some inspiration, very sincere, very deep. So I really want to meet this person now. I read Bhagavad Gita, I found more wonderful book I ever read, and it changed my life and everything, and spoke about my real self and this very, like, very divine book. But now I want to meet a spiritual master, really. In fact, after 1 year, we went back to India. She went back, for was first time for me. And on the journey, I was thinking, I will see India also, some tour. And I was thinking, I may be a very exceptional man, but I will never bow down in front of anyone. But then when I arrived in Navadip itself is like talking to you, like atmosphere, and then the doorway of the temple. And then when I saw Gurudev, immediately I bowed down, like automatically, because, you know, he's like so great, so self-effulgent, and then you don't even think. You know, it's like, and he embraced me immediately.
Yeah, I was like, I am your disciple, why embrace you? It's like he was like so affectionate to him, and I was like, I am.
Yeah, smiling, embraced me, like stand up from the chair and embraced me like this. I was shocked. And then after a couple of days, I was around in the ashram, and he told me, if you have some question, I know you read Bhagavad Gita. I'm studying Bhagavad Gita since 50 years. I know a little bit. If you have some question, you can ask. So I asked some question, and he answered like 1 hour answer, like so perfect, so complete, so nectarian, that before he finished, I was already thinking, oh, he is my spiritual master. I have to ask initiation from him. And I recorded this lesson, but I lost the tape. Old-fashioned tape, you know, VHS. But I still remember most of the things he told me. And then after 1 day, I asked initiation, and he happily gave. It was very good initiation, because not many people around. He took his time. He explained many things, and instead of telling the five principles, he told me just don't kill anyone. So this.
You also couldn't remember which principle. Just don't kill anybody. You were there, right? Just don't kill anybody.
And of course, after that, you need the infection of the other fanatic devotee. You know, there was very fanatic group of devotees around Gurudev, like big lady groups. Bhakti Lalita, Krishnakanta, Sundari,
Sita
was there, Uma, really, really fanatic, exclusive with Gurudev. And of course also many men, devotees, and the great Mahananda Prabhu, Govinda, Govinda, always singing, vibrating the name of Govinda, introduced to Gurudev, to the service. And in this way, the whole thing, you know, brings you to towards the right direction. And then purification begins. In the beginning, it's like you're swimming in nectar, and then some, you know, painful purification begins. We all know. But still it's nectarian. Then Gurudev became very happy when he came to Italy. And when he saw Villa Govinda, he was really, really like feeling at home in this place. And all the devotees, when they come to Villa Govinda, they feel the same. It's Gurudev's place, it's Gurudev's ashram. And Chidananda Prabhu was, I don't know if it was already Siddhanti Maharaj, maybe it was already Siddhanti Maharaj. And accompanying him in all the world tour, And he said, I never saw Gurudev so relaxed as in Vilarovinda. It was like very relaxed, like country, side house, like, and staying with the devotee. Not big preaching program going on, but very sweet talk, little singing, and meeting, personal meeting with the devotee, spend time with the devotee. So this is the mood of Vilarovinda. Try to keep this and magnify more with more devotee. Next summer, we hope many will come. And still Gurudev is with us all. We all feel his presence in separation. He's the greatest person we ever met, no doubt.
Thank you for sharing all those wonderful stories with
Thank
us.
Thank you. I think we run out of time.
Then it's okay.
Hari Narayana Krishna.
Yeah.
We can't have a talk.
No.
Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Anjadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Gopal Govindaram Shrimadusudanam.
Gopal Govindaram Shrimadusudanam.
Agiridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana.
Agiridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana.
Ashi Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra.
Ashi Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra.
Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gauravatta Vrinda.
Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gauravatta Vrinda.
Jaya Rupa Sanatana Bhattaragunata.
Jaya Rupa Sanatana Bhattaragunata.
Shijiva Gopala Bhatta Dasaragunata.
Shijiva Gopala
Hare Chai Goshai Kori Charana Bandhana.
Chai Goshai Kori Charana Bandhana.
Jahoi Te Binnana Zavishta Purana.
Jahoi Te Binnana Zavishta Purana.
Hare Chai Goshai Chara Muitan Vadasa.
Chai Goshai
Tansabara Padarenu Mora Pancha Grasa.
Tansabara Padarenu Mora Pancha Grasa.
Tadera Charana Sebi Bhattasane Basa.
Tadera Charana Sebi Bhattasane Basa.
Janame Mora He Abhilasa. Aye chai go shai jabe braja koila basa.
Chai go shai jabe braja koila basa.
Oh Radha Krishna nitya lila korila prakasha.
Radha Krishna nitya lila korila prakasha.
Hey Anande bolo hari braja vrindavana. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majaya Nana.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majaya Nana.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Pada Padma Koriyasa. Hari Nam Sankirtana Kohe Narottama Dasa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Devoti ki jai jai jai
jai
jai om vishnu parshil bhakti sundar govinda dev goswami maharaj ki jai jai om vishnu parshil bhakti rakhok shri dha dev goswami maharaj ki
jai
bhagwan shil bhakti sirant sarasati chako prabhupada ki jai shri rupanu guru bhag ki jai jai nama chaj shil hari ras thakur ki
jai
vishwarenu shleisi bhakti varant swami prabhupada ki jai jai shri chitanya sarasatmat ki jai
jai
chitanya sarasat acharya vrinda ki jai jai shri bhakti bhima Abhudut Maharaj ki jai, Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj ki jai, all the assembled devotees ki jai, all the worldwide devotees ki
jai,
Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai,
Shri Chaitanya
Sarasaracharya Vrind ki jai, Nittai Gaura Premanandi
ki
jai, Shri
Nandramohan Pramukh ki jai, Shri Krishna Kanta Devi Rakti ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Madhusudan Maharaj ki jai.